Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
I want to talk about sex toys.
I knew you'd want to talk about sex toys sooner or later.
Of course.
It's all you, babe.
So this was prompted by this article that I came across. The Wow Tech Group and Pink Cherry put up this billboard in Canada. And it's kind of like this boon for women's pleasure, in that they were advertising this pleasure device called the Womanizer.
Yes.
And their tagline is "Scream Your Own Name," which I think is fantastic and it's wonderful. But they talk about, you know, how difficult it is to bring women's pleasure to the public's attention.
Yes, I agree.
In terms of advertising, and that they have like struggled really hard not to be censored. Despite the fact that all of their ads have not had like explicit or suggestive material.
It's how do you make it palatable for the masses? How do you make it relatable and non-threatening to people?
Right.
Not just to men, but to women, to everybody going, oh my goodness, my tiny toddler is going to see a giant billboard of a thing on the side of the road. Oh goodness. Oh, and it being very hidden and swept under the rug and the shame of it all.
But yet, you know, other advertising can be more suggestive than even, you know, when we're talking sex toys. Like, you know, for the longest time, it was like beer commercials.
Oh, no, the toilet paper. The toilet paper bears.
I mean, right.
The bears.
Right.
Does a bear shit in the woods? I laughed the first time I saw it.
Right.
You know, putting like a little fun, cheeky spin on it. Great. Like, right. I think there are, as you say, sort of suggestive, and not in a pervy way, but like suggestive ways that you can advertise these things where you don't have ding ding shame ding ding. Okay,
right.
That was such a nerdy reference. Okay.
But you also see, you know, half naked women on display all the time in ads and things like that, and it's just it's this double standard, and it's interesting because when you walk into a, you know, a purveyor of sex toys, when you go into a shop, a lot of the things that you see are geared towards women.
Yes.
The majority of things that are there.
And in fact, like, the apparel and things are usually even towards the front.
Right. But all of the advertising seems to be geared towards men, to get them into the store and get them to buy things for their ladies, instead of being directed towards the women of taking control of their own pleasure.
It's not just that. It's that women tend to make a lot of the economic decisions in the house as far as the buying decisions and things.
Right. Well-known stat.
Yes, definitely well-known stat from, yeah, don't check my sources. Never check my sources. She always has articles and shit, but I have a few. That's it. But I think that probably the visual merchandising is set up to get couples in. And personally, I don't know if I've ever gone into a toy shop by myself. I think I've always gone as a couple because I want it to be a couple's experience, that it's like a fun, sexy thing to do.
Right. So it's interesting to me that a lot of the men that I know are very hesitant to go to the sex stores because it's an uncomfortable experience for them. Whereas women, you know, they'll drag their men, you know, to the store and things like that. And women don't mind going in by themselves. A lot of times when I've been in places like that, the majority of people in the store are women.
Yes. And like I said, I haven't gone in by myself, but I've gone in with other girlfriends too. And even if I go in with a partner or something, I would seem to like strike up conversation with the person working there. They're very friendly.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and that's the thing, is that this is their job. This is what they talk about all the time. So it's not a taboo subject for them. And they're, you know, part of their job is to make people feel comfortable with the experience. And so they are very, you know, friendly and informative.
And one of the things you can ask them about is, you know, what have you heard about products, or what have you heard about cleaning, or and giving you instructions on to use things, because you see some things and you go, excuse me, but I don't even know what this is. I know what section it's under, of like anal play or straps or whatever. But what does this do? How does this go on my body?
And yeah. And there are so many like new toys now that have these funky designs that, you know, when you look at them, you're like, I don't even know what to, where does that go? and yeah, and they're used to those questions being asked of like, okay, the fuck is this? the fuck is this and how do I use it?
And right? You know what a lot of them are and you're still asking.
Yes.
So yeah. That makes me feel better because I'm not, I mean, I like them and all. It's not like a thing where I'm just obsessed with toys or anything.
Right. It's not so, like a every encounter must use.
Right.
Right.
And I know you're not every encounter must use either, but it is nice to have that resource there that you can hold up and go, what does this do? It's just as bad as if I go into a Williams Sonoma and I'm like, I don't even know what kitchen implement this is or whatever. Like, it's a specialty store. Right. They have a specialty. They're right. Supposed to help you.
Yeah. And that's a really good, like, comparison.
It's just like going to Williams Sonoma.
Yes. And I would love to make it acceptable, you know, and not this taboo thing of like, oh God, what if somebody sees me walking in here and it's going to be so detrimental to like what people think about me. And it's like, no girl, get it. Mm-hmm. Like, be okay with, you know, exploring and, you know, being okay with your own sexuality. I think society in general tries to stifle that. And it's hard to fight against it. Because, you know, we're a little more puritanical than, let's say, some other countries.
I think that my main question when I got in there is, where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
And how do I, what do I do with this stuff? Like, not like, what do I do? But I mean, how do I clean it? What kind of thing is right for me? What is not scary looking? Do I need things that buzz and vibrate? Do I not? It was just that, where do I start?
Right. And I think it's really difficult when you have no experience with it. Mm-hmm. And it does get a little overwhelming. And until you know what you like, you don't want to spend, you know, $50, $100
on something. Shit is not cheap.
Right.
It is not cheap.
I mean, you can get, you know, the cheap ones, but, you know, I guess ultimately there's not as much thought put into those. Mm-hmm. And if you can catch a good sale, you know, I say experiment, try, whatever. But if you can't try, I mean, obviously they're not going to be like, here's a tester in the store, like, go check it out, you know. Mm-hmm. It is kind of overwhelming to be like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. Why would I spend this much money on it? And so when you have the conversations with people in the store to say, have you tried this? Like, what would you recommend? Like, if I'm a beginner at this, like, mm-hmm. where should I start? And then with the cleaning side of things, you know, that has its own whole realm of misinformation and misguided information that you can seek out on the web.
Okay, you taught me one today.
Yes.
That it's something I never would have thought to do, but I didn't know you weren't supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like to me, when I think about like cleaning this stuff, I think hot water, I think hypoallergenic. You know, this goes like, I think about my hoo-ha and
it
what
goes
is
a delicate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what goes in my hoo-ha, right? Or how do I clean my hoo-ha? I get like, what are these sensitive areas? But so that was just the obvious to me is like hot water and, you know, boiling. I didn't know that you could stick a lot of them in the dishwasher until recently.
Yes.
I have a hilarious picture of several of them in the dishwasher together.
It's one of my favorite pictures ever.
But no, you told me about some myths that I hadn't even thought about that. I went, huh?
Yeah, so when people think of like sterilizing, the go-to is rubbing alcohol, and it is awful because not only can it break down materials, mm-hmm. and you know, break down your toys before, you know, they would, but it's one of the harshest sterilizers out there. And, you know, when you think about, okay, even in the moment, let's say this is one thing that we had talked about, even in the moment where, like, I'm using this on me, I'm going to use it on you, let's get an alcohol wipe out and wipe it down, because that just makes sense. That sounds like a horrific experience to me.
I think because let's slap a condom on it.
Right?
That's my first go-to.
And that's probably some of the best advice that you can get is if you are going to be sharing toys, then wrap it up. And I know some people are not cool with that. Like, they don't want to do that. It's, I mean, I don't know. It's a different feeling or whatever.
That's what they do when they're making sandwiches at the deli, is they'll wear gloves. I mean, come on.
Right. But you
will never go and have a sandwich made in the same way again.
Right. But when it comes to cleaning, I mean, yes, there are toy cleaners out there, and I would suggest looking into this, making sure, you know, the alcohol content, that there isn't alcohol content in it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people think hydrogen peroxide, and I'm like, that's not going to do it. Antibacterials are okay, as long as you're not intending to use them, again, quickly, mm-hmm. because, of course, we all have bacteria, good and bad, in our sensitives. And we want to make sure that that balance doesn't get thrown off. So you don't want ever put anything antibacterial into those areas. And then basic, like you said, hot water, a mild soap, and you're good to go.
And then where do I put it afterwards?
So afterwards, what they suggest is, if it came with a case, put it back in the case. If you have a silk bag, is mm-hmm. like the standard. Mm-hmm. But honestly, any cloth bag that you have, that is a lint-free, I would say. Try lint-free, because if we have cats, we all know, cats and dogs, like, we all know how things can stick.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
That is the last place you want to insert a cat hair. Thank you.
Right. And so, you know, something that's lint-free, whether it's a breathable cotton or something that is, mm-hmm. you know, lint-free, that's a good place to put it. Oof. And I would say, like, try and steer away from the plastic bags. A mm-hmm. lot of people, you know, think that, oh, well, it's good enough for my vegetables and my meat. Like, why wouldn't it be good for this?
I hate when you say meat when we're talking about this, because it's just so wrong.
But see, I go back
to
food.
I'm so juvenile. It's where you put your meat.
Yes. Even if it's fake meat. No. But it can also have it can have an impact on the materials and things like that. So mm-hmm. just be careful. So yeah, that's my brief overview of sex toys. And speaking of sex toys,
yes.
So the lovely company Amaviti has offered to, with the purchase of a registration for its Complicated OK, or mm-hmm. ICOK, or ICOK, or whatever we want to call it, they're offering up free, that's right, free dildos for every registration.
That's a door prize.
No, well, also a door prize. But
I don't know. He's offering something.
Yeah.
He's offering something. It'll be a surprise, and I know that he's going to be giving away as a door prize.
Yeah, so I'm...
Fabulous designs that are retro-futuristic, kind of abstract.
They're
kind of
very
fun.
Cool. The website is not 100% up and running, but you can always check them out. Amaviti, amavidi.com. Mm-hmm.
And that's for the girls and the boys.
Yes. Yeah, they have the
because
fun
the
stuff.
Boys like the toys.
I will vouch for the products. I have used two of them, and I think they are wonderful. So I gotta vouch for them.
Thank you. Now, the boys like the toys too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say, you know, one of the things that we discussed earlier was, just because you like anal play does not make you gay. Anal play,
hey, it ain't gay.
So
that's my new cheer. Anal play, it ain't gay. Anal play.
Because that is something that comes up with a lot of straight men, is, you know, my girlfriend stuck her finger in and I liked it. Does that make me gay? And it's like, no, that doesn't make you gay. You're finding out things that you like. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, if you're...
It's biology.
Right.
Okay, why do they like it?
Because it hits some good old pleasure points.
Mm-hmm. The sick joke of humanity, guys. One of your pleasure points is up your bum.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep. And, you know, and I don't even want to say sorry for that, because to each their own, right?
This is true. Like, yeah. It's a sorry, not sorry thing.
Experiment with it. See what you like.
And the ladies, you know, we've got some spots going on there, too.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Anal play can be for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make you gay.
Everyone poops. I'm sorry. It's just like, everybody's got a butthole, right?
Yeah.
Like, there are equalizers in life, and I always go back to that one. Yep. Everybody's got a butthole.
Nipples and buttholes.
Nipples and buttholes.
So that's what the world breaks down to.
What is in your brain today?
Fun stuff.
I know. She's the one who wanted to talk about it, so I'll let her take the lead. Okay. Yay. Go, Sarah.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So enjoy your toys. Enjoy your... Get yourself a toy box, even.
Mm-hmm.
Clean it beforehand. Clean it after.
Right.
Nice cotton, lint-free bag. No cat hair, no dog hair.
Right.
No alcohol. No peroxide. No. Nothing weird. And don't grease it up with strange things, either. Like, lubrication is your friend.
And knowing which lube to use for your toys is good, because some of, like, the silicone-based lubes will break certain toys down. Mm-hmm. I say play on the safe side and just go with a water-based. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better. Or, you know, I mean, you can get a little weird with it. I know coconut oil is a great thing, so... Right.
You know, do your research on it. Figure out what is good for it and what is bad.
And I say, if you ever have a question about a specific toy, look at the manufacturer's recommendations. I mean, some manufacturers don't know what the hell they're doing. And they will say, wipe it with alcohol. But overall, the manufacturers, they've been doing this for a while. They know what they're doing.
Right. And it's so not like they're going to say, hey, cooking spray is fine. Just put it on.
Right. Spray it down with some Pam.
Yeah. Go get your girlfriend Pam and have a good time. So like a lot of things in life, it's okay to read the directions, people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all I got for now.
Ta-da!
The end.
The end of today.
Yep.
Comments, questions, knock-knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.